Thank you for calling Crafty's Video Membership. This is Jamira speaking. May I please have your last name and your zip code?
My last name is hyphenated. It's Mills Bold.
Mills
2727. Mills M-I-L-L-S hyphen B as in boy, O-L-D as in David S.
Okay, and then what's your zip code?
22727.
22727?
Yes. This is my second call today.
All right, could you verify the name and address on file with the account?
The name on the account is Carmen Mills, and it might be Carmen Mills Bowles either way, but the address is 2617 South Seminole Trail, Madison, Virginia.
All righty, Carmen. How may I assist your call today?
This is my second call today. I have 20-something classes with Crafty before Blueprint and after, and I ordered one new class last week. When I log into my account, the one new class shows up, but my 20-something classes don't.
Your purchase classes, has someone already submitted a ticket in for you when you were on the phone with the representative?
I believe, yes, and I was changing my email address because it showed that I had two accounts.
Let me check to see. Okay, so you did speak with someone today earlier.
Yes.
Regarding your classes. So let me make sure that...
Yeah, because the bottom line is I still can't see my classes. All I see is the one that I just bought.
Your purchase classes, you still haven't had access to those? They're supposed to be on October 16th. You still don't see those?
I saw them once.
And then they went away?
I don't know where they are. When I log into my... Let me tell you what the issue is. I purchased the class on the 30th. When I purchased the class, I think I signed in under a different email account because I have businesses and I have different email accounts. And I wasn't sure which one I used for Crafty because it was so many years ago. So that, and it showed up as one class on October 30th. And that's when I realized when I push classes now, the only one that shows up is that one class. So the rest of my classes are not here.
Okay, so do you know did you give the person or the representative you spoke with the titles of the classes that you were missing? Or did you already give us that information?
The what classes? I'm sorry.
The title. No problem. Did you already...
Oh, no. It's too many. It's 26 classes. Ain't no way I remember all of them. I had about 26 classes.
Okay. That's all right if you don't remember all of them. Have you sent in your... Well, I only see just one account under your name for Crafty's.
So that means she changed it today when we talk. Okay, so which email do you have? TheFigureFittingFashions@gmail.com?
Correct. That's what I have.
Okay, because it was changed from Carmen E. Mills 525. That's what it was, which is my private email, and I needed it to be under my business email, which is TheFigureFittingFashions. And we found that that's what the problem was. So the woman that helped me this morning, she could see the classes, but I never saw none but the one that I just purchased.
Okay, so she went ahead and logged into your account, and she was able to see the classes on,
yeah,
on her end.
Yeah.
But you,
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. But you weren't able to. Did she give you the troubleshooting?
I still can't see him. I still can't see him.
And you've already done everything as far as restarting, like a code restart, refreshing everything. Did you try a different browser?
That was earlier this morning.
So you know all that.
So I just now tried to log in again because I was trying to show somebody else the classes to let them see how Crafty works. And it's my classes are not here. It's just the one.
Okay, so let me see. Are you able
and
to?
They're not showing up under either account. That's the issue. Yep. Let me try it under Chrome. Oh Jesus! Right,
you said you don't remember the. You said you don't remember the titles of the ones.
No,
that
it's 26 classes. And honestly, I shouldn't have to remember. She found every one of them. Let me see. Let me try TRAF. Okay, my Crafty account. Let's see what happens. Okay, it says sign into Craftsy, and automatically it has my email address as carmenemails525@gmail.com, but that's the one she was changing it from. But I'm going to sign in with that and see what happens.
Okay.
It says error, invalid username, and incorrect password. That's what it says. So that lets me know that my information...
Do you mind if I...
That's why I was doing like this. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. Do you mind if I... You said it's not letting you log in. Well, you use that. Try to use the Figure Fin Fashions email.
All right. And I want to make sure she spelled it right, too. And I asked her over that. F-I-G-U-R-E. F-I-T-T-I-N. F-A-S-H-I-O-N-S. @gmail.com. The password is the same. Let me see. Logging in. All right. It shows Craftsy and it has my name in the top. Now, let me see. Where classes. Nothing but one class.
The one that you recently just purchased.
Yes. Yep.
She was able. So, all right. So let me check to see real quick because I don't have my credentials to actually go into your account and see the classes. I'm going to have someone check to see if they're able to do it on their
end.
Well,
let me ask you this. So, what do you need to get into it? My password?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're all right with me getting...
I can give you my password
because
I can always change it later.
Oh, okay.
Right?
All
right.
So, yeah. So, give me one moment. All right.
The password is...
Oh, wait. Give me one moment, Carmen.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Let me know when you're ready.
Okay. And it's figurefinfashions@gmail.com.
And it's F-I-T-T-I-N. It's no G.
Okay.
Figurefinfashions. Fashions with an F.
Alrighty. I got you. At Gmail, what's the password?
L-U-V-N. The number one. The next three letters are capital. G-O-D, the next four are small. O-N-L-Y.
Okay, give me one second.
You want to repeat it to me or you think you got it?
Oh, I can't even. Well, I'm in there. I couldn't even repeat it because you know how the black dots show up. So I would.
Okay, cool. Okay.
But I got you. Hello, Carmen Mills. All right, let me go to your classes. Welcome back, Carmen Mills. Oh, wait a minute. That's weird. Okay, so when I logged in, it said 1 out of 12, and it switched to 1 out of 1 real quick. Well, how
and
many?
Even 12 shouldn't be unless that was the first
still
page.
Not even. So you got a problem
here. So what did the woman do that?
I only see the one, which is just the pattern.
The one I just purchased
the
on the
jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me see. Well, give me one moment, Carmen. Let me see. See if I can see. Let them know that you provided me information. I logged in and it would have shown if you had two different accounts when I pulled.
No. Well, let me say this. No. Listen. When I first started with Craftsy, my last name was different. My last name was Hayes. H A Y E S. She asked me all that this morning as well.
H-A-Y-E-S.
Yes.
Then what's the zip?
E-S.
Let me see if I can look you up. You said E-S. Okay, I got you.
Yep.
What's the zip code?
What's the zip code for Brightwood? 227. Oh, Jesus.
I can look it up.
I don't remember. Brightwood.
I can look it up on Google. I'm over there. You don't know. You're talking about your...
What? Huh?
Seven. I said, I'm trying to figure out, because I'm in Alabama, so I don't want to put the wrong...
Wait, let me see. B-R-I-G-A.
Your old one was 22727, the one.
No.
You gave me,
no,
the new one.
That's the one that's now, the 22727.
Yeah.
Brightwood, let me see. Virginia. All right, zip code, let's see... 22715. That's what Brightwood is.
22715.
Yes.
Right. Alright, so no, there's no account under the last name or that zip code. Usually when you put in the last name and the zip code, it pulls up everything. I don't see anything under Hayes.
So
did you
try Carmen Mills?
Give me one second.
I mean, I even remember what my, what do you call it?
You said try Carmen Mills. No, you're
yes.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Mills, and then the zip code, you want it to be the same,
same
one?
Same one, 22727.
22727. Okay.
Oh, man.
Okay,
the woman that did this morning didn't make no note.
Okay, so now I got two. So I got Carmen Mills and I got Carmen Mills Bowles.
That's, both of them are me. Both of them are me. Bowles is my new married last name.
Okay, so let me pull up the one. One second. Let me make sure. Okay, so Carmen Mills Bowles, that was the first one. The username was Figure Fitting. So
yes.
that was just for the well, that was the free 45-day crafty membership that expired. And then let me see which one this one was. Just Carmen Mills itself.
And I'm not a member. All of my classes are purchased classes. So I don't have membership, and I don't want to sign up for a membership. My classes are already purchased and paid.
Okay,
no,
so they gave you the free, they gave you a free, just as a gift, like they gave you a free 45-day membership.
Right.
On,
but I didn't really need it.
You didn't really need it. And you just purchased
no.
the classes. And you just purchased the classes individually. See, you never had a whole subscription from jump.
I did years ago. I did years ago when it was crafty.
Okay, let's see. Okay, so the one I got pulled up, can I find subscription data for customers? Well, the one I pulled up looks like it's, I don't want to say canceled because it does say canceled, but usually you'll be able to, you know, push like the buttons on here. It won't even let you do anything. So the one that I got pulled up under just Carmen Mills, the status is could not find subscription data for customer.
She asked me if I wanted to subscribe. I said no, because my class is...
You just want your class, your purchase class.
Yeah.
That's all you need. Right,
and
there,
I want
to
be able to purchase classes when I want to. Not, I don't need to see all the other stuff.
Okay. So are you able to... Because I know they have,
I'm
like,
not able
purchase
to do
history.
Nothing. I'm not able to do nothing but see one class.
No, I'm asking, are you able to send the proof of purchase...
What?
I mean, that's the next. Like, I'm trying to give you, you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
I mean,
let me
say
this. I understand you're trying to help me, but I need a supervisor. I don't care if I need the owner. I'm not paying for them classes again.
Oh, you're not going to put... Mm-hmm. Okay, I got you.
My point is this. I was with Craftsy before Blueprint took over, and when Blueprint sold back to Craftsy, however it worked, all of my classes should have been in my account.
And then you
and
did
that's
say
not
when you,
up to me to keep them in my account. It's up to them.
I understand. And then you did say that when you did log on, or however, you said all your classes were there. And then
for the first
there,
two times,
it just disappeared.
And let me tell you something. They know the classes are paid for because they're too old not to be paid for. Their classes I purchased in 2018. I might have only purchased two or three when it was under the Blueprint name, but all of them were purchased under the Craftsy name. So that says how old they are.
All right. All right.
I mean,
come
I don't
on,
even
me...
have the same bank account, I don't think.
I'm going to let a supervisor know, though. Let them know that when you were able to see them for 2 days, out of nowhere, they just disappeared. So let me... You know, I'm just doing everything that I basically asked you, but I'm about to let a supervisor know and see if you able to speak to someone.
And they can talk to me if they want
to. I got you. I got you. I got to first,
okay,
I got to let them know everything that's going on.
Yeah.
I got to let them know everything that's going on. and then I'm transfer them, transfer you over, see if I can go ahead. I'm gonna let them know, like, Karma want to speak to a supervisor.
Yes,
I'm gonna let them know. I got you. All right, give me one moment, okay? I'm gonna put you on a brief hold.
Indeed.
Go ahead and
all
let
right.
them know.
No problem.
All right, Karma,
no
thank
problem.
You.
Uh-huh, thank you.
I heard that. They ain't gonna make me cuss. I'm the